Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, he is. He will join us in just a couple of moments. Remains on remote from his beautiful home here in Pittsburgh and, of course, on the disc of the 2 to Pittsburgh Newsline. Right now, though, if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you're going to win a $25 gift certificate for the great folks out there in Wexford at Sorgel. So let's get to Doug right now. And again, if you want to talk to him, 866-391-1020, plus Dick Till will be here from Davy Tree in just about 30 minutes. How are you, Doug? Good morning.
Huh?
You doing good?
Yeah, cold start to the morning.
I know. It's been that way the last couple of days, and more of the same pretty much throughout the rest of the week.
Could definitely use some rain. Even though it's cool, I'm telling you, things are dry out there. If you've got newly planted trees, shrubs, perennials, I'll be watering today, that's for sure. Well, later on today, we will be talking trees with Dick Till from the Davy Tree Expert Company. He's seeing a lot of interesting things out in the landscape due to this dry spell, and he'll give us some planting tips too. And stay tuned to win a Davy Tree t-shirt that says trees are the answer. I launched a new video series called You Should Grow This at DougOster.com. The videos highlight these plants that are going nuts but not growing in the best garden, namely mine, or in the best spot. That, to me, is the hallmark for a winning plant, is if it's planted in the wrong spot. You know, so many people ask me to try out different varieties. Like, they send me the seeds or the plants, and I put them in where I can put them in. And when these certain varieties go nuts and aren't planted in the right spot, I want to highlight them. And this week, there are two different bean varieties I got from Kitchen Garden Seeds that have just blown me away. I threw the seeds in behind some garlic, just barely kicking them in, just not doing it the right way. And I've had more beans that I could possibly eat. I picked more just the other day, and we don't know what we're going to do with them. Thanks for the bean recipes, by the way, people. I've got some good bean recipes sent to me at DougOster.com. I also did a story that I really love. It's about a veteran, a Marine with PTSD, who is using his garden as a therapeutic tool. He'll go 2 or 3 days without sleeping, and he says that when he sits out by the waterfall in his little pond on a swing out there, even during the day, it will put him right to sleep. He's turned his Brighton Heights city lot into a certified wildlife habitat, and it's an important story, I think. We all know that gardening is therapeutic, but this takes it to a new level. And I had a request on Facebook from my friend Ruth about storing her caladiums, and it's the same thing for caladiums, cannas, tuberous begonias, and dahlias. Really too early to actually do the job, but here's how we do it. We wait until the frost kills the top. Caladiums will be the first. Tomorrow morning, when it's 38, those caladiums are not going to be happy. Caladiums are a foliage plant that come from a little bulb, and they're tender. We grow them all summer. So once frost kills the top, then we just pull those bulbs out. We never put any water on them. We dry them out on some newspaper out in the sun porch for a day or two. And then we just put them into a Rubbermaid container. And this is the thing. Everybody does it a little different on what they use in that Rubbermaid container. I like something called vermiculite. But some people use peat moss. You want it so that it's moist enough that the bulb will last all winter in there, stored in a place that's about 50 degrees if you've got it. It can't freeze. But also not wet enough that it'll rot. And you'll kind of get the hang of it. You check them about once a month, and you can see if there's something rotting, you'll just pull it out of there. It's very easy. And being the number one cheapskate in the gardening world, I like to save my caladiums, cannas, begonias, and dahlias over the winter so that I can plant them up next spring and not have to pay for them again. So it's pretty simple. We're ending up on the last tomatoes, too. You get, that weather forecast, 38 in the morning. Pull all those tomatoes off at a certain point. I usually do wait until, for me, 38 in the woods here is not going to give me a frost. If you're in a low-lying area and it gets a little colder than that, you might get a frost. I'm leaving my tomatoes on, but at a certain point, we'll pull them all off, what's left. And I get this question a lot. What do you do with them? And I would just split them up where some are blushing, some are green, some are turned pretty well but not quite ready. And I'll put them in each one in a different bag with an apple. And that apple produces ethylene gas, which helps the tomatoes ripen. But some of those ones that are just barely in the blush, if you can keep them cool, those will go all the way till Thanksgiving, maybe even later, depending on the variety. They won't be as good as your vine ripened, but, geez, so much better than what's in the store. If you don't get through to ask your question today, or you don't want to ask your question on the air, or you have an idea for a story, just use the contact link at DougOster.com. I'm getting lots of good questions from listeners there, and I'm using some of those questions for my Ask Doug column on the website. And Croatia, I'm going to Croatia in next July, and we've got, I think, one lower cabin left. We're going to be on this private yacht for 12 days along the coast of the Adriatic Sea. I cannot wait to be traveling again. Those lower cabins are cheaper. I think there's one lower and five upper cabins. The lower cabin is really nice. It has actually bigger windows than the top cabin, but for some reason people want to be up on top. But you know me, I'm cheap. I want to save a little bit of money. And how much time are you going to be spending in that room when you're in Croatia? It's going to be an amazing trip. And if we're still into this, the virus is still doing its thing, you would get every penny of your money back. And so I'd love for you to come along with me. And this is also bulb planting time, something I'll talk a lot more about next week. But I just want to remind you that when you're at the nursery looking around, if there's some bulbs there, please plant some bulbs. You will be so happy that you did in the spring. Next week, actually, I'm going to start giving away this bulb auger from Power Planter. It's a giant drill bit. I've got a nice gift package from them, which I'll start giving away next week. And that's the way to plant your bulbs. Use that bulb auger. It is makes bulb planting easy. You can plant 100 bulbs in 10, 15 minutes. And you can put in a lot of bulbs that way. It's still a lot of work, but not like digging holes. So Rob, how are things been going on these cold mornings for you? Is that Studebaker starting?
Yes, it is. I get out and crank it up and it goes. Got the little crank in front and gives it a little 1-2 and it starts to sputter a little bit and we get down the road. That's for sure. I got to ask you one thing. Is fog a prerequisite with early mornings in the garden in the fall?
That's a great observation, actually. And yeah, when the ground is warm and the air is cool, that morning fog can be something. And not only in the garden, but even more so on the water. And so that just shows the transition. We are making that transition into fall, and we will talk a lot about it today. This is planting time for so many things: trees, shrubs, perennials, bulbs, pansies, mums. It's not time to quit. It's time to get out there and get going.
All right, let's take a very short break and come back after sports and get to your phone call. Still to come, Dick Till will be here from Davy Tree on News Radio 1020 KDK Radio. Dick Till, our guy from Davy Trees, talking trees within 15 minutes with Doug. But right now, let's get to our first call of the morning. Here's John. John, you're on News Radio 1020 KDK. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Doug. planted radishes, kale, and a couple varieties of lettuce for the fall crop. Is it important to cover them on these early frost mornings?
No. You know, it's not cold enough. I'll wait another, you know, 2-3 weeks before I start to use a floating row cover or something like that to act as a little outdoor greenhouse. But all those things that you're talking about there, they thrive on this weather. I love that you're starting something this late in the season because it's something that I love doing. How long have you been extending the season like this?
Well, I try to do it every year, of course, but I put it in about 2 weeks ago. I was surprised at how fast everything sprouted.
Use that fertilizer you talked about,
that organic liquid, and boy, it really does seem to work well.
Oh, that's great. Which one were you using, the Grow or the Dramatic?
I think it's the Dramatic. It was the stuff they had at the local hardware store.
Stuff. I've been using that Dramatic, and my containers are going nuts.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to mention to you. These are in containers, not in the ground, so mm-hmm. I think they lose ground temperature faster than something in the ground would. Does that make a difference?
That'll be an issue when we get into November and such. But they'll be fine. Figure out a way. You know, that floating row cover I use, it's just a spun bound translucent fabric that's so lightweight the plants themselves can hold it up, and it acts as a type of greenhouse. You know, I use all sorts of other season extenders. One thing that I've been playing with that you might want to take a look at are drop cloth, a clear drop cloth at a hardware store. It's 3 mils thick, the better one. And I've been using that plastic and building kind of just makeshift greenhouses over containers and stuff, just with, you know, with some tomatoes.
Kind of a little teepee with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I've been doing. And boy, that last year, well, you know, we had a mild winter, but last year that was the most successful containers I had with that little teepee with that plastic around them. So,
and how late in the fall were you able to harvest stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You can just, for me, the way I had it set up, you can just lift that teepee off, harvest what you want, and just push it right back on. You know, and
but how late in the season?
It went all the way through the entire year. And so I was able to harvest any time we had a thaw. I was out there, and I was harvesting. I'll probably do it a little different this year to make the harvesting easier instead of pulling up the whole thing. I'll figure out something. But yeah, it went all year round, and then in the spring I still had stuff in there with that 3 mil plastic. You'd be surprised. And again, it was a mild winter, but you know those things that you're planting are going to go for quite a while.
Okay, we got about a minute to the break. You and Dick Till, drought, stress, and more, right, Doug?
Yeah, I'm telling you, even though we get to this point in the season where things have cooled off, you know, looking at the weather, we're going to be back up in the 70s, maybe make it to an 80 here. We'll see, but no rain. And so trees, shrubs, perennials, what's left in the vegetable garden, certainly the containers that John was talking about there are going to need water, and you have to water, like trees have to be watered all the way up until the ground freezes solid. And so we're going to be talking to Dick about that, that's for sure, and lots of other things too. He's got, we talked yesterday about what he's seeing, lots of things out there for us to be sure to watch for.
Yeah, and I was out yesterday at Janoski's to say hi to Mike and everyone just for a couple of moments. Haven't seen them in a while, and boy, they were busy, busy, busy. A lot of folks wanting to get out and enjoy Janoski's. And, yeah, Pumpkinland coming back. Going to be a little different this year, but they're going to do it. And you'll be hearing much more about that as we get ready for the first full weekend coming up and then every weekend in October. Speaking of Janoski's, we have that gift certificate to give away from Patty and Mike and the gang out there coming up right after the news, which is next. Good morning. Yes, he is, along with Rob Pratt, moments away. Dick Till, Davy Tree, Talking Trees. 10th caller wins a $25 gift certificate from the good folks out there on the farm, Route 30 in Clinton. Of course, talking about the Janoski's. 412-922-1020.
We are joined by Dick Till from the Davy Tree Expert Company. And not only is he a tree expert, he's a basil growing expert too, right, Dick?
Yeah, I can't slow the stuff down. I almost got to go at them with the hedge trimmers.
Yeah, we were talking before we came on, and we were talking about our vegetable gardens. But just like in the vegetable garden, it has been a tough year in a way, just because we haven't had enough rain. And I'm sure that you've seen a lot of things out there tree-wise caused by this, you know, drought conditions.
Yeah, anything that stresses the vascular system on any plants, you know, if there's too much rain or not enough rain or construction damage, I mean, anything that affects the roots and their ability to take up water and keep the vascular system moving, you know, the water and the nutrients have to make it to the leaves, and the leaves better synthesize the food and send it down through the plant to the roots. And, you know, that's the way, whether you're doing it in your garden or your woody plants, they all need that moisture.
You know, I was thinking about you when, for your job, when you're seeing certain conditions happening weather-wise, whether it's too much water or less water, don't you anticipate what the calls are going to be or what you're going to see when you go out there?
Yeah, especially this time of year. You know, we had basically 2 months without any rain. So when the trees are stressed like that, there's certain diseases and insects that take advantage of the stressed plants. So we're finding borers. There's a lot of white pines that have the bark beetles that, you know, they bore under the bark into the cambium in the vascular system, and they basically girdle the tree. It's just like you'd wrap a wire or a string around the tree, and you're going to girdle it. The arborvitaes, even a lot of the deciduous trees, oak trees are getting the two-line chestnut borers, and there's canker diseases that take advantage of weakened trees. So we're seeing this epoxylon canker on the red oaks and the cytospora canker on the spruces and some of the other evergreens.
For those borers, what's an indication if we're out looking at our tree that we might have a borer?
Well, the first sign, and a lot of times you got to look close, and if you're far-sighted like me, you got to put your glasses on and kind of look close, and especially on the white pines, they're just little tiny, like little shovels, like smaller than a BB, but you can see where they're kicking the sawdust out. And even looking on the ground or on any horizontal pieces of bark, and you see the real fine sawdust there, and that's a real indicator you got the borers in there.
So as far as watering goes this time of the season, you know, looking at the forecast, again, I'm not seeing any rain, maybe the end of next week. So what should we be doing, especially for small trees?
Yeah, especially smaller, you know, trees and shrubs and newly planted trees and shrubs, you got to keep them watered. You know, you got to keep their roots healthy and in water, and put some mulch down. You know, the mulch helps to keep the moisture in the soil and you know, keeps the extreme temperature changes down to a minimum. Some fertilizer, like fertilizer, would be good. But again, just got to keep watered. And while the leaves are still on, you know, the deciduous trees, they're transpiring water. So one good thing, once all the leaves fall off, their water needs aren't quite as bad as the evergreens. Mm-hmm. So if you have some new evergreens, even though it's cold out, they still need moisture. And, you know, until the roots freeze, they're still transpiring water through the foliage. So you got to keep those evergreens watered, you know, all season long.
Once the ground freezes solid, are we done watering?
Yeah.
Or do we have to continue on the evergreens?
Yeah, well, the roots pretty much you know, quit functioning when the ground freezes. But,
all right.
We haven't had to worry about that for the past couple of years.
That's true.
But you know, so at this time of the season, the leaves have pretty much done their part for the year. You know, they made their food for the plant for the year, and the leaf buds are already formed for next year. So if the leaves fall off now, it's not going to hurt the plants at all, and
Okay.
You know, anything extra from here on out is just a little extra money in the bank for the plant there.
So it's planting season. Even though we don't see rain until next week, I'm looking at planting trees that I'm finding at the nurseries. What's the number one mistake people make when they're getting out there to plant a tree? Or are there many number one mistakes?
Yeah, there's quite a few, but number one I see all the time is people planting them too deep. And people don't realize that the roots need air, they need oxygen to grow and develop properly. And if you plant them too deep, the roots don't get the air they need. And I've seen people plant little evergreens, little pines or spruces, and the top two whorls of branches are buried in soil and mulch, and they're wondering why the trees aren't making it. But yeah, planting them too deep is really the number one problem.
And the other thing, when we are planting, it used to be years and years ago, we would dig a hole, we would add compost. But now experts are telling us just look for a better spot to plant that tree and try and use the native soil to backfill. Is that right?
Yeah. If it's real, totally bad, rocky, thick clay, it's good to amend it a little bit. But when you dig the hole, make it big enough, make a bowl shape, and make it big enough where you can chop around the edges of the hole there and make sure the roots are loosened on the plant there and backfill it with the native soil. And, the sooner the roots get established into the native current soil there, the better the plant will be in the long run.
And then we always talk about this. Know how big that tree is going to get because you can't move it in 10 years.
Right. The ramp, the right place, right plant in the right place. And that's a big thing because I see people planting pine trees and spruce trees right in front of the house on the foundation. And they're, oh, look how nice this is. And then in 10, 15 years, they're calling me up, hey, come cut this darn thing down. It's hanging into my roof and my gutters. And a little foresight, too. If you plant a big shade tree, like a nice sugar maple, you might have seen one recently, but plant it on the south side of your house where in the summertime it'll shade the house. But then in the wintertime, when the leaves fall off, it'll let the sun in to help warm your house. And
I knew you were gonna bring up your sugar maple. Most of the time, when I ask an arborist, what their favorite tree is, they try and come up with some kind of weird thing. But real quick, tell me, what do you love about that sugar maple? Dick sent me a picture this morning of his sugar maple on the south side of his house.
Well, they said it gives a shade in the summertime and lets the sun in the wintertime, and it's just a beautiful tree. It has great fall coloring, and they've kept it pruned and fertilized over the years. It has a nice branch structure, and it's just an all-around beautiful tree there.
Yeah, a great, great looking tree in the fall, that's for sure. Now, Dick, stick with us. We probably have some tree questions coming up. Hey, for more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. Remember, you can always call the experts from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. And you can win a Trees Are the Answer t-shirt from Davey Tree by going to DougOster.com. All the information about entering is right there. We had lots of people trying to win that 2 weeks ago, and I'm expecting the same today, and it will just pick it by random, and you get a nice, cool green shirt that says Trees Are the Answer.
All right, coming back with more with Doug and Dick Till in a moment. Sports is brought to you by Coons Quality Foods, a Pittsburgh tradition with 8 area locations. Pitt is now 2-0 in the season following yesterday's 21-10 win over Syracuse. Kenny Pickett threw 2 touchdowns in the win. Up next, Louisville Saturday at Heinz Field, kickoff at noon here at a 93.7 The Fan. Number 7, Notre Dame, rolled up 429 yards total offense in a 52-0 win over South Florida. Steelers host Denver today at 1, and they remain a touchdown favorite. Sunday night Night Football's New England at CenturyLink Field to face the Seahawks. Hear it tonight, Westwood One Radio, News Radio 1020 KDKA. And tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on News Radio 1020 KDKA. Again, it's Monday Night Football, Westwood One Radio. New Orleans is at Las Vegas, where the Saints are a 5.5-point favorite. Matthew Wolf shot a third-round 65. He is at 500, good for a two-shot lead over Bryson DeChambeau, heading into today's final of the U.S. Open at Wingfoot. And Mitch Keller had a no-hitter through six, pulled because of pitch count. Bucks go on to lose 5-4 to St. Louis. Ke'Bryan Hayes homered 410 feet deep to center field in the bottom of the first inning. Bucks and Cardinals again today at PNC Park. 4:05 first pitch. Joe Musgrove gets the start here at a 93.7 The Fan. NASCAR racing last night at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. The checkered flag goes to Kevin Harvick. NBA, Boston-Miami, game three of their Eastern Conference Final yesterday. Boston got a must-win, 117-106. Right now it is the Heat leading the series 2-1. And tonight it's a game two of the Western Conference Finals. Lakers leading the Nuggets 1-0. And game one of the Stanley Cup Final last night, best of seven, went to Dallas. They were a 4-1 winner over Tampa. Details on these stories and more throughout the day. Coons Quality Food Sports Reports, and we talk everything that sports on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show at 11 a.m. Rob Pratt, News Radio 1020, KDKA Sports.
Yes, he is. And let's take John's call right now. Maybe one other one if we have time, but we're down to just the final few minutes with Doug and Dick Till from Davey Tree. Hey, what's your question, John?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Question. I have a crab apple tree. It's been losing leaves for several months now. They've been coming off. They're yellow and motted a little bit.
It's called apple scab. It's a fungus called apple scab, and it gets on apples and crab apples and hawthorns, and you know, some other trees will get it, but it's too late to do anything for it right now. It has to be treated real early in the spring when the leaves are first coming out, and when the leaves get infected with the fungus throughout the season. And, you know, in the beginning of the year, it'll look really nice, and it'll flower real nice and be beautiful. And then usually by the end of July and August, there's hardly any leaves left. But it just needs treated early in the season to take care of that fungus.
What's the prognosis for a tree that happens to for next spring?
The tree will come back, you know, it's a little bit weaker. And unfortunately, there's no cure for it. It's an annual treatment. It has to be treated every season for it, because there's, you know, billions of spores floating around in the springtime, and they look for those new leaves, and the spores stick to them, and the infection starts, and they said by late summer, hardly any leaves left.
Yeah, that's how. You know, Dick, we're down to just about a minute and a half left. If I know as a homeowner, if I need a certified arborist to come out, now I know a certified arborist will come out from Davey Tree for free if I need a consult and to figure out things, but when should I call a certified arborist?
Well, if you're seeing things that, you know, aren't normal on a tree there, or even if you just have any questions, you know, if you're seeing deadwood in a tree that might be causing a hazard or a problem, you know, it's better to have a certified arborist come look at it instead of trying to put the ladder up there and do it yourself.
All right, Dick. Hey, we're out of time. I appreciate everything. It was great to talk to you this year, and we've got one more time with Davey Tree in 2 weeks. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, guys, great job. Stay with us. Doug, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Coming up, the news at 8, Melinda, and then, of course, Joe and Frank. It is the Coons Cooking Hour next on Rob Pratt Sunday News Radio 1020 KDKA Radio. Good morning.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.